teaching, you could rely upon your strength, or you could notice your weakness. Which one do you do? Rumi said, cool is the fellow who will attend to the weaknesses. Because if you think about your power, the first outcome is arrogance. What is arrogance? Let's imagine somebody who is really extremely weak with no positive point. Could he be arrogant? No. Arrogance starts with something good you have. You exclude it. You just look at that one, which is okay. I'm good at, let's say I'm good at calligraphy. Then you could become arrogant because you're looking at the strength point of yourself. If you remember that, okay, I'm a good calligrapher, but I don't understand it quite well. Then you attend to this weakness. Means you're doing good. Because this is good deed, to attend to your weaknesses, to work on it, to improve. Because at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is to improve, not to become perfect. Of course I dream about becoming perfect, and I expect it to happen, God willing, if He wants I could. Of course I don't exist here anymore, and I don't give a damn about that, to be perfect, to be there. But while I'm here, I think about improvement. What is improvement? A lot of people will tell you, oh, find your strength and improve. No. Find your weaknesses and improve them. So this verse, I don't know, maybe it should be translated differently. In Persian it's lovely. Ey khunuk an khunak kari gerif, zur ra bogzash u zari gerif. The second verse half actually is explaining the first one. The first one would say, he's cool who is doing good stuff. And he explained the good stuff. Good stuff is to forget about that power, to attend to the weaknesses. Because, okay, if the divine destiny, this is divine destiny is the translation of that qaza, the consequence of what's talking about. If consequences shroud you in black like night, yet the consequence will help you at the end. Means consequence is troublemaker and consequence is the savior. Both are hand in hand, because if there is no trouble, what is the meaning of savior and saint? Nothing. They go hand in hand. The sickness should be there, therefore the medicine works. They are hand in hand, aren't they? So to explain, listen, this consequence we're talking about, you're just looking at the negative part of it, which will make you imperfect. Okay, but look at it again. The same stuff will save you. So do not think about perfection. Think about working on weaknesses, because weaknesses are here to give you the challenge. Because challenge is the meaning of life. Really, at the end of the day, when you want to explain living creatures to an alien, what is your explanation? Living creature is a very complex stuff which is trying not to die, to remain alive. This is the challenge. This is the beauty of it, and the pleasure is to come out of the challenge with a little bit prior of success. Then, okay, this prior of success is going to flip and become arrogance. What is the antidote? Think about the next challenge, because it will never end. It's a permanent challenge of improvement. This is what life is. This consequence, 100 times, wanted to kill you, and 100 times it saved your life. This consequence, 100 times, started to deviate you from the path, and at the same time, it made you what you are. Then we switch to something very tangible. This tangible stuff is something that you should work in it and think about it. In book 6, it will bring it in very strongly. Is the fear. What is fear? Fear is, remember book 6, fear. He said, is fear, you should love fear. Here you will say, you should know that he has pity on you, therefore he will give you the fear. Because without fear, you will do nothing. First is fear of death. This is the goal of a living creature. So whatever you are looking at, remember, in reality, everything has two sides. When you're looking at one side, turn it around and look at the other side of it. Because both are the same. Two faces of one coin. Fear is something, and this subject has no end, of course. It's not has no end. It didn't finish yet, because he knows that later he will bring it in again and again. Book 6, he'll bring it in very strong, and we'll talk about this fear. We'll say, how lovely it is, this fear. Because without fear, you go crazy. You will not live. Then he comes back to the story. Are you here? Any question? This is the subject that you should remember always, and you come back again and again. Whenever you think intelligently, intelligence has a very simple tendency towards simplification. Intelligence will try to simplify everything, to make it black and white, because black and white is easy. But we know there is no black and white. There is this rainbow of different colors. So black and white are almost the same. They're neighbors. Eliminate one, the other one doesn't exist. But do not try to simplify it. Yes?
So when you say the consequence, you're not talking about consequence of cause and effect is something that I do. It's something, the word is divine.
You said the consequence of what I do. I didn't get it. What do you mean, what I do?
Oh, well, maybe I think, maybe I'm angry at someone, so then I feel unhappy.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, because you did nothing there. That was just hallucinating.
Well, just the idea, you know, say...
Let's say you knock the person. You're angry about someone and you knock him down.
Yeah.
What's that? In reality, something happened. Yes, consequence is there. When reality is there. See, I could think something malicious, right? Then, immediately we say, asaf. I eliminate you. What happened to me? If you talk with the psychiatrist, he would say, you had a bad thought, and that could influence you. Because if you think negative always, you will become negative and blah, 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 a lot of that nonsense, right? And it's correct if it was black and white. If I always think something bad, yes, I'll become rotten. But what I did, a bad thought came in me, and Rumi will say, it comes to you. As what? Yes. You will call it yes. You will say, thoughts are the guests. They come in your house. They come in your mind. And treat them kindly, because they are guests. Okay, a bad thinking, I'm angry, it came to me. Then what did I do? I said, astaghfirullah. Means a prayer.
A forgiveness, asking forgiveness.
I ask forgiveness for from God, right? Okay. Do you wish that thought didn't come in my mind? I'm glad it came, because the consequence was my attention to God. So it was good. That barrister was good, because consequence is good. The outcome. In reality, that's the consequence. But when you're angry, you're feeling angry, that's not the consequence. That's a feeling. Consequence normally comes to reality when you react to it, which we always say, do not react. Stop an act. Because the second one could be the good one. The first one is negative, make the second one good. Then it's good, yes. Consequence is that. What comes after? Because nothing will be suspended in the middle of nowhere. Everything will bring something else, right? That's consequence. I welcome all the questions about this, because I know this is a subject which seems easy to understand, but it doesn't sink in. It should be always there. It should become a habit, in a way, that whenever you look at something very positive in you, look at the negative part as well. Because that's the one you could improve. This one is good. So what? The only consequence of this good thing for me is to become arrogant. But when I look at my weaknesses, second thought is, how could I improve it? If I think about my power, the second thought is, how am I going to use it? What will be the benefit of it, right? I'm thinking about using it, and arrogance will follow. But when I think about my weak points, I don't like it, so I want to change it. When you think about your power, you don't want to change it. You want to increase it. That's the quantity stuff. But when you see the weak point, you tend to change it, and change is the essence of this existence. Change is something we are looking for. We are trying to change ourselves. And I say change ourselves, I don't say we are trying to change the universe, because there is not much we can do about the universe, especially now that we know how big the universe is and how small we are. But the first thing I could change is me. And it's my responsibility. I should look at the negative side without regret, without putting myself down, without becoming depressed at why I'm bad, why something is missing. Something is missing? Good for you. You have something real to do. Right? Let's go back to the lion. When they came to the well, the lion was looking first at the hare and say, why are you yellowish? Why are you like that? Rumi said, because God called the sign informative, which I don't really understand what is that, but the appearance will give you some information. Therefore, RF is always looking at the face, at the appearance. Knowing that appearance is just a code to let you know what is hidden. Because how do you dig the hidden stuff? You start from something visible. Then Rumi actually forgot about the lion and the hare, and look at the rest of the paragraph. It's all about what you can see, what you cannot see. What you can see is a part of something. Nothing is complete. Nothing is totality. These indeed are parts of whole. Therefore, when you look at a little bit of weakness over there, you should understand there is a lot. You just see this one. This is motivation to work on it. And he talks a lot about this part and the wholesome thing like that. We talked about it a lot. Let's go to the story and the well. that whether that